From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? One more of the three fastest hours in radio is getting ready to happen right now. And this one's going to be good. This one's going to be powerful. It's not for the faint of heart. We're going to talk to you in ways that other radio programs won't talk to you. You will hear things on this program that will disturb you, that might upset you, but they are real. And we don't shy away from them here because the enemies of freedom want us to, which is exactly why we don't. I'm going to start off here with some words from the Washington Post, a piece back on January 8th. And the piece from the Washington Post, no friend to gun owners, by the way, was titled Meet the Pro-Gun Rape Survivor Who Challenged Obama on CNN. On May 21st, 2006, Kimberly Corbin was a 20-year-old student completing her sophomore year at the University of Northern Colorado. She had just finished finals. Summer was on its way. She had her whole life ahead of her. Then the unthinkable happened. Around 5 in the morning, a man broke into her apartment in Greeley, Colorado, and for almost 2 hours, sexually assaulted her. I thought, I'm going to die. Corbin, now 30, told the Washington Post in a phone interview, there's no going back from that. Corbin's story did not exactly have a happy ending, or at least the ending is ever-evolving. Though her assailant is now serving 24 years to life in prison, she struggled with depression, PTSD, and stress-related seizures. And speaking about her experience, she came to realize how important it was for women to have access to guns to protect themselves. Then Thursday night on national television, she got to confront the man she thought wanted to take her guns away, President Obama. Quoting, as a survivor of rape and now a mother to two small children, you know, it seems like being able to purchase a firearm of my choosing and being able to carry that wherever me and my family are. It seems like my basic responsibility as a parent at this point, she told Obama during Guns in America CNN's town hall after the president announced executive orders on gun control. I have been unspeakably victimized once already, and I refuse to let that happen again to myself or my kids. So why can't your administration see that these restrictions that you're putting to make it harder for me to own a gun or harder for me to take that where I need to be is actually just making my kids and I less safe? First, Obama praised Corbin for showing up. And then I'll let her answer you as to how he answered her on national television. I believe we played that clip at the time that happened after that bogus CNN town hall, if you remember. I'm not sure if we did. I'd have to go back to the archives. I believe we did. We certainly talked about it, I'm certain. Welcome, Kimberly Corbin, to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Great to have you here. You called in on the Friday show on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I really appreciated that. And here you are. You're going to stay with me for the full hour. We got a lot to talk about.
That I am. Thank you so much for having me.
How difficult is it for you to hear that from outside as you sit on this radio program to hear somebody read those words that were written in the Washington Post?
You know, what's funny is to hear it not in our president's voice and not with the same tone or inflection seems very cold. And I think that boils down to the root of the issue here. He's very good at messaging and very good at public speaking. And when you actually bring it down to just the words in black and white, we have a much bigger problem that we need to tackle here.
We do. Let's go through some of what he said, because I think it starts right there. You know, you're right. He's probably one of the top three, if not quite possibly the best orator that's ever occupied the office. He has skills. He commands verbal skills when he speaks.
Oh, absolutely.
That can convince people. It can make you scratch your head and go, ooh, maybe I'm wrong, you know, and then you get your head out of that and go, wait a minute, no, I mean, this guy's full of crap. But let's go back to what he said. I can't get into his head, Kimberly, so I can't really say that he didn't mean what he said here. I say a lot of things about Obama, but in this one, I'll kind of back off. He says, well, Kimberly, first of all, obviously, you know, your story is horrific. the strength you've shown in telling your story and, you know, being here tonight is remarkable, and so really proud of you for that. I think as a father, I think Obama meant that.
Sure.
As a dad. He's got two daughters, and I would hate to think that he meant otherwise. But here's what he said. He went to the policy point of your question. He says, I just want to repeat that there's nothing that we've proposed that would make it harder for you to purchase a firearm. And he said, and I quote, you have to be pretty well trained in order to fire a weapon against somebody who is assaulting you and catches you by surprise. There's always the possibility that the firearm in a home leads to a tragic accident. Now, I have to ask you, as someone who was viciously attacked, my God, was that thought going through your head? Boy, I'm glad I don't have a gun. I wouldn't want to hurt myself any worse than I'm already being harmed.
You know, at 20 years old, I had never grown up around pistols, handguns. I didn't think of them for self-defense, quite honestly, because that's not how I grew up. And at that moment, I knew that because I had lied, all that they had to do, lie, tell them they have an STD, tell them you have to go to the bathroom. I said I was claustrophobic. I tried all these different tactics, and it still left me laying there enduring an assault, praying that I wouldn't be killed at the end, because that's obviously where my mind was. This man had no problem breaking into my apartment. He had no problem assaulting me, holding me in my own bedroom for 2 hours. What makes me think that he's not going to kill me? And, you know, for Obama to sit across the room from me and listen to this story almost 10 years later and accept, hey, yeah, I showed up. He doesn't understand the struggle that I got to or went through to get to that point. And I hope to God he never has to experience that. First person with a wife, with a daughter, with anyone he knows, because it is horrific. And a lot of people will be able to just write me off and say, oh, well, you're a crazy gun nut, because I took what I've been through and stood on a national stage and brought sex assault, trauma, and victim empowerment to light. And to see people just disregard that in a way that I've never experienced was really, really disheartening. But at the same time, it showed me there's a lot of work to be done here.
Yeah, there really is. I think really the only way, because I've gone through this in preparation for today, and you never know how you're going to talk about this stuff on the air, you know, and I looked at this and I looked at his answers. I listened to it. I saw it. I saw you do this on CNN. I went back and looked at all the tapes of this stuff over the past few months. And I did it again, as I said, in preparation for today. And here's my takeaway from this. He took the worst nightmare, your worst personal nightmare, and he turned it into a policy question, which to me stripped away the personal horror of what you went through. And I don't know if I just described that the right way. I think you know where I'm going with that.
Right.
Did I describe that somewhat accurately?
You know, I have heard some horrific things about, you know, in the past, my advocacy work, or when I will do an ad for anybody, including the NRA, that, oh, well, she may be an actress, number one. That's what I always get. Or
right.
You know, they're exploiting her and they're exploiting her story. No. This is me volunteering my information because I've done the counseling and I've done the work and I've done what I need to do to make it so that my voice is strong enough and unwavering enough to represent a huge, huge amount of people in this nation that have not yet found their voices. And so for the president to sit there and tell me, thank you for showing up, but actually you probably don't know how to use that firearm, and really,
right.
You know, it could end in tragedy. I'm sorry, I've already been through that tragedy. I know what that's like, and to leave me unarmed once again, to just hope that that doesn't happen again, isn't good enough for me. I'm going to exercise my constitutional rights, and I'm going to make sure that the Constitution lives out in my everyday life, and I'm going to keep spreading that message as much as possible, because there are plenty of people out there who don't have to be victims for them to understand how much this should mean to them.
Yeah, I think you, when you were talking to the Washington Post, you put it very succinctly when you said, doesn't he understand that she has guns because she wants to keep her children safe in her family's home?
Right.
And it's, you know, Yeah, he gets that because he's surrounded by guns that keep him and his family safe in the family home. You know, not just the White House, but for the rest of his life, wherever they live, guns are going to keep him and his family safe. So does he understand that? Yeah, but I think what he did was he stripped your personal pain and experience and he turned it into his policy to push his agenda, which removed everything you went through and set it right back to him and his goals. And I thought that was just disgusting. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue. And I want to play the NRA spot that you did. And then we're going to kind of get down to the meat of what advice you can give to women around the country. And we'll talk about some of the stats because women are a huge portion of gun owners now in America. We'll be right back with Kimberly Corbin.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. Folks, I'm one of the USCCA's 135,000 proud members, and like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a gun is our God-given freedom. And in honor of the 4th of July, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber. No matter what you choose, you can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. Just think, you could get that gun you've always wanted, plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees. And she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by AmeriPAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate that catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster studios with you, bringing you this program, coast to coast, live Orlando. This isn't taped stuff. You're hearing it, we're saying it at the same time. A little 8-second delay in there, but that's so in case Sean makes a mistake, not me. Coast to coast, though, from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels in Alaska. And coast to coast, not because we're just being heard in Miami and in Seattle, but every single state in between, including parts unknown, all the way up to Alaska. And I know those crab fishing vessels are listening because I get emails from them. Heck, I've gotten emails from people who are listening in prison. I don't know what that means. But I got to tell you something. It's an honor to be here with you every single week and now every single day, filling your prescription for freedom 6 days a week here on the Armed American Radio Network, now consisting of this program right here, the flagship, now in its eighth year and eighth anniversary coming up next April, which means we're in our eighth year now because the seventh anniversary was April 26th. And now the daytime daily show, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And all of you affiliates around the country, thank you for continuing to carry the program and adding to it. You know, we have never, ever lost an affiliate because someone didn't like the content of the program. You get a few dopey emails from people who don't have a clue that send emails to radio stations and stuff like that. But you know what the radio station program directors do? They go, yeah, we like that. People are engaged. And that's what this program is all about because so much is at stake. And no one else does it like we do here on this program. So it's great to be here. Kimberly Corbin, I'm talking with you today about very difficult. It's hard to have this conversation with you. It really is.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, it's not easy to do. So you never know how you're going to. I've talked to a lot of crime victims. I've written two books and spoken to people who have been stuffed in trunks, had guns put to their head. Family members who have found themselves in that situation. I pulled a gun on two individuals back in 2002 myself, never had to fire a shot. And it is amazing to me when you talk to unarmed victims how it changes their lives. And obviously it's changed your life. If it's okay, do you mind if I play the NRA spot that you just did recently?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go ahead and play this. It's a 30-second spot, Defend Your Right to Self-Defense at the NRA channel. You can subscribe to it, but it's now been viewed almost 62,000 times. Take a listen to Kimberly.
The thought of owning a handgun terrified me until one morning, a stranger broke into my apartment and raped me. He had evil in his eyes, and I was helpless. My fear of firearms disappeared when I got my second chance at life.
Your right to own a gun for self-defense is at risk in this election. Hillary Clinton would take away your rights.
Self-defense is your right. Don't let it be taken away.
The NRA Political Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The thought of owning a hand...
Kimberly, you had an opportunity to stand 10 feet away from the President of the United States. Have you had an opportunity to confront Hillary Clinton yet? Do you expect to if you haven't?
I have not, and no, I absolutely do not.
Do you think she would even talk to you, frankly?
No. I quite honestly was blown away that I even got the opportunity ask a question of the president, especially on television and especially live. It wasn't that I was trying to attack him or berate him or make him look like anything other than our commander in chief. I am a legitimate voting citizen that had a question for someone who is meant to represent me. And I think that the fact that this is that took so much to get there really speaks volumes to me. And so, no, I don't think that Hillary Clinton would ever take a question from me. And if she did, I wouldn't expect a straightforward answer either.
Now you'd get a bunch of political grandstanding and posturing and that, well, I believe that all that garbage. Let's move on from her. We proved her a bona fide liar many times on this program. We did it over the first 2 hours by playing her own words and interviews that she did today on Fox News with Chris Wallace. There's a piece up on Fox News today that just today came up. It's an AP piece, so I'm sure it's elsewhere. The latest gun owners are the new silent majority. And I don't know if you've seen the piece. I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing through. I've just recently seen the headline. But it goes on to talk about someone who whose brother-in-law killed, her brother-in-law killed his wife of 30 years, her sister, with a deer hunting rifle. He then turned the gun on himself in a murder-suicide that orphaned their 15-year-old daughter. For years afterwards, this woman was stridently anti-gun. She said, "I've been hating guns with everything I believe until lately. Earlier this year," she recalled, quoting from the piece, "those more pleasant childhood memories. And I thought, there's something about guns that I really know and love. There's a mechanical beauty. There's something fun about it." She's 64 years old now, lives in Hershey, Pennsylvania, purchased a 22 caliber pistol more than 2 months ago to rekindle her target shooting hobby and enrolled in a gun safety class at the Palmyra Sportsman's Association. She, according to this piece, is far from the stereotype of a gun owner, okay? She, and the AP couldn't avoid putting this in there, that she hates the National Rifle Association. She thinks they're opportunists and all that kind of stuff. But it goes on to talk about, I think the bigger part of this piece is, here we go, another woman owning a gun. And Kimberly, you know this, I know you know this statistic. I talked to your good friend Jen Jakes on the program before. She writes about this stuff, and I know you know this. But every gun shop owner I've talked to as of late, I've always said that 30% of new gun owners are women. I'm hearing that the number, and this is from the people who sub, is over 50%. Am I right? Is that right? Is that true statistic?
I can't tell you statistically, but just first person what I've experienced, yeah, you have a ton of female ownership now getting engaged, now understanding that this is something that should be important. And if I don't want to use that right, that's totally okay. But they're starting to respect my right to do so. But you do see a very large increase in gun ownership among females right now.
Yeah, it's really encouraging to see. We spoke to them at SHOT Show. We spoke to them at NRA convention. We have them on the program. You know, Jen does a fairly regular segment with me here on the daytime program. And it's really nice to have that female perspective on guns and gun ownership on the program. I've had lunch with Carrie Lightfoot. She's been a program. She's, of course, the founder of the Well-Armed Woman out in Phoenix, Arizona. And hopefully I'll be meeting with her when I go back out there and October to speak to that wonderful group AZCDL at their luncheon and other things. But let's go back to you personally. You were 20 years old when you were attacked. Had you ever been around a firearm at all? I mean, ever. Did your family own a gun? Anything whatsoever to do with firearms?
Sure. Actually, so my whole family is all teachers and farmers from Illinois. We're Midwest. There's a stoplight 15 miles away. I had shot BB guns before, and I learned more safety stuff from on the farm, but not much beyond that. My brother and my dad hunted shotgun wise, but never around a handgun, never had anything to do with them. I didn't own my own by any means. So the thought of actually having a handgun in my house scared me, mostly because, number one, I didn't understand how they worked. So I had an unhealthy fear of firearms just due to lack of education. And then number two, they weren't normalized in my life. And I think that's probably what a lot of people feel, is because we have this media just cycle 24 hours a day that's telling us it's guns that are bad. It's guns that are bad. And honestly, I bought into that. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't want that around. So
you're not alone. And I hate to cut you off there, but we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk with you about how you got over that fear. I think people can learn from you about that, what it was like for you personally. Wow, tough stuff. Kimberly Corbin here on Armed American Radio. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Chris Cannon writes in, Mark, the problem I see with all of the gun control, or as they say, gun safety, proposed and legislated by Democrats, is that they don't get judged on results, only good intentions. And most of us know the road to perdition is paved with good intentions. Oh, and I know what to do if things go bad in November. Thanks for all you do. That's from Chris Cannon. And I got another one from someone who spit their drink out when we were talking. My response was, I hope that drink wasn't expensive. Okay, but I love the interaction. If you want to interact with the program, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And here's a really good one here from, this is from James Dunnigan. He writes in, hey, Mark, calling Pelosi a self-righteous windbag is an insult to windbags everywhere. So you get the mindset of the Armed American Radio Network listeners. Thanks for all of the emails. Keep them coming. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And here's another thing for you here. The USCCA got to send you over here to great organization. The promotion from last week is over, but you can get in for one to win one of four guns. All you have to do is activate a self-defense shield today to claim your new turbocharged benefits. I went over them with you in the last hour. But all weapons are covered, up to $1.125 million in insurance-backed self-defense shield protection, expert witness coordination, and they pay for it, by the way. The insurance pays for every bit of it. Up front, no out-of-pocket coverage. The USCCA Legal Advisory Board has your back. There are three levels of protection. The silver, up to $300,000 in protection. Gold, up to $575,000. And platinum, that's what I have, up to $1.125 million in protection. I also bought that for my wife, $15 a month. on my American Express, and my wife has 1.125 million in protection. You can have the same thing. $30 a month, or I spread it out, I forget what it is, but there it is, $30 a month. So get yourself some protection if you carry a firearm. Very, very important. If you're even thinking about it, make sure to consider it. It's all right there for you at USCCA On Air. We've got you covered. Everything you need to know, USCCA On Air. Heck, if you make a mistake and put on AAR, we have that too. We own that URL. So head over and check out everything we offer for you, okay? We're talking with Kimberly Corbin. Kimberly, in the last segment you were talking about, you know, hey, that down-home farm thing. I grew up on a farm. Yeah, there were guns. Sounds more to me like a farmer's gun, you know, mom, brother and dad hunting and that kind of stuff, and critters and varmints and all that good stuff. But really, you didn't learn about guns from a self-defense standpoint until later. Am I right in that assessment?
Oh, yeah. No, and I mean, guns weren't part of my life. I mean, we're talking 2 weeks out of the summer, 1 week in the winter, right. And that's pretty much it. So I didn't have an unhealthy fear necessarily of weapons that were used for hunting, but I mean, when you're talking a pistol, I didn't understand what the need for it was. Why do we need right. pistols? Why don't we just have BB guns or rifles? Why aren't you just using them for hunting? Why do we assault rifles even need to exist? Because I'm thinking assault rifle is an actual technical term.
All right, let's go here. This is let's go down this rabbit hole. I like the fact that you
oh,
brought
boy.
This up.
Here we go.
This is yeah. important stuff. You have the ability to change hearts and minds here because you saw the light. Now, no, it's not unusual at all for you to feel that way, and you brought it up in the last segment because of this 24-hour coverage day in, day out. Oh, my God, this is bad. This is
right.
bad because that's all you hear. Now, did it take what happened? Obviously, it took what happened to you to rethink that, or was that even after? How did that happen? How did that whole transformation occur?
So let me take you back to 2006. Kim, sophomore in college, had just finished. I'm going through summer, and I go to bed. The next thing I know is I'm waking up. I try to sit in bed.
All right, hey, Kimberly, stop. If we could, let me stop you for 1 second. You're on a cell phone. We can tell. It's kind of getting a little choppy, and I don't want listeners to miss anything. If you can get to somewhere, it's just getting kind of that little goofy cell blurb in there.
Yep.
So if you can get to somewhere solid, that'd be perfect. Okay, here you were, sophomore in college. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a sophomore in college, 20 years old, thinking, all right, I've got the whole summer ahead of me. This is going to be great. I go to bed, and the next thing I know is I'm suffocating. I try to sit up in my bed, and I just hear this low, taunting voice in my ear saying, shut up, don't say anything. And I knew something was very wrong. For the next 2 hours, I am held in my bedroom. I am raped, and I am made to think that this man is going to kill me. And I had nothing to defend myself with. Luckily, I was able to start talking to him. He stayed for another hour. I convinced him that, hey, we're going to be friends. It's okay. Everybody makes mistakes. And somehow he left me alive. So many stories don't end up that way. But I called 911 right away, reported the assault. It was 3 weeks, actually, until they caught this guy. And he was a total and complete stranger. Had stalked my roommate and I for a week, and we had no idea. So at that point, I still had no thoughts or concerns about firearms or weapons. But when you're talking about going into the here I am, just having finished trial. We got a guilty verdict. Fantastic. But I'm thinking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, oh, my gosh, there's all these ads that are running saying, well, Sarah Palin is against rape, even in case, or in, against abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. Saying, oh, my gosh, I was just raped. That word sticks out in my mind. And it is really... for someone like me that had nothing to do with politics to be swayed. And what is it for that commercial to take on the next one and say, right. oh, well, the rest of the Constitution is bad. And for me to keep going and going and thinking, okay. And you know what I did in 2008? I checked the box for Obama, thinking that this is the guy that's going to do the most to move victims forward, to do the most legislation, to do the best by me and my self-defense. And what I have learned over the last 10 years is that nobody is best prepared to defend me but me. And that right needs to be left in my own hands.
You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. So you came to the realization that, you know what, this is my responsibility, man. And I hate to use the bumper sticker logic, but when you call 911, the cops are just minutes away. And I hate to go back to that bumper sticker logic, but it's true. Because you are the first responder, as you well know. Now, let me ask you something. You said you didn't know this individual. Did you see his face? Did you get a look at him?
So I lied throughout the assault. I said, you know, I'm really claustrophobic. I can't breathe. You're going to have to move. He had kept my face covered with his shirt. Two times he moved it just too far. I was able to see from his mid-bridge of his nose up and about mid-calf down. Literally, that is what I gave the description on. I judged his weight by how much I felt on top of me. I judged his height by the shoe size when I saw it. I left impressions in the carpeting. I told him the wrong cabinet to go to when he asked for water, hoping he'd leave latent fingerprints. So my brain was just in overdrive, thinking of all the different ways that I am going to give the justice system as much as it needs to convict this guy if they ever find him. When I called 911, my cell phone service, much like you're hearing right now, wasn't great. My cell phone call dropped 6 different times, and from the first call to the end, 16 minutes for officers to respond, not because they weren't helping, not because they were busy. They couldn't find me, and that guy was long gone by then.
Boy, so much to try to wrap your head around.
And I'm one story. I hate the statistics because it boils us down to just numbers. And I know a lot of people hate these statistics, but if there's anything I've learned here is that they're very, very spot on. We're talking in this nation, 1 in 6 women, 1 in 16 men at some point over their lifetime, not just when they're in college, not when they're children, at some point in their lifetime, someone's going to be victimized. And that is too great a number to ignore.
You know, here's the thing. I think a couple things that I want people to take away from this was, number one, your attacker didn't care about politics. You don't know whether your attacker was a Democrat or a Republican. It didn't mean a hill of beans to anybody. Politics played no role in any of this. It played no role in what your political viewpoints were or who you voted for. And unfortunately, it is a politicized issue that forces you to have to look at it that way down the road. The fact of the matter is that your self-defense, as you just said, is your responsibility, and it doesn't matter whether you're right, left, middle, green, far right, far left, yellow, black, white. It doesn't make any difference. That your right to self-defense and to be able to preserve your life is a human right. When we come back, I want to talk with you a little bit about what you've done going forward and how other people can learn from you and how we can help them and send them to your website and all this good stuff so they can hear your story and communicate with you. We'll be back with Kimberly Corbin right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to
join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I just don't understand the man who possesses no means to defend his family. To me, that's unconscionable. That's your number one responsibility.
I've been holding a gun in my hand since I was probably old enough to walk. I really have. It's part of my everyday life to be armed. I don't go anywhere without my gun.
You need to carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you even consider that?
Now, back to the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Boy, the hour is flying right by. I'm wrapping up this hour of Armed American Radio's weekly monster broadcast, now being heard in hundreds of cities around the country on just under 200 radio stations. We're going to be adding some more affiliates here very, very shortly. I'll let you know when we have the list, but appreciate you being here with us as we bring you some difficult topics. And we're talking with Kimberly Corbin, a rape survivor, now a mother. Kimberly, you have your own family now, correct?
I do, yes. I've got a one-year-old little girl and a little boy that just turned 3 years old a couple weeks ago.
Boy, are you in for it. I've got two kids. I've got my son will be 12 in 2 months, and next month, because it's September, we're just about at August, and my daughter will be 14. Trust me, it happens fast, and they're getting ready for their first day back at school tomorrow. I can't believe it. I hate it for them, the beginning of August. But, let's talk about kids, okay? Your kids are going to grow up in a different environment when it comes to firearms than you did. And I expect, like me, you'll probably start them out very, very early and strip them of that fear that maybe you possessed of firearms at a young age and take away that curiosity probably. Is that a fair guess?
Yeah. I think what's funny is everybody likes to bring it back to this. As we saw with President Obama, let's turn it back to kids. Let's make it about kids.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Suddenly my position's correct. Here's the great thing. I'm willing to admit I don't know everything when it comes to childhood development, when it comes to gun safety. I'm no expert at any one topic, and anybody that says that they are far from it. What's great is this is a learning process, and I have to learn at each age that they are, with everything that I can scour and find, what's the best way to teach them gun safety. Right now, it's that guns aren't toys and toys aren't guns. that's as far as I can get because they're one in three. At what point do I start introducing, you know, what firearms are, what danger they are, and what kind of healthy respect needs to be made for them? Have all the answers, but I'm actively seeking that education all the time. And I think people just say, oh, you need to be safe. No, it's an active educational process, and you've really got to be on top of continuous learning.
Well said, and it's a process that's going to carry on throughout the rest of your life as well. And like you, I looked for that manual for the kids. You know, they don't come with a manual. And unfortunately, you got to figure it out on your own. Exactly. You got to figure it out on your own, and you're off on the right track. You know, a couple of things that come to mind with kids and guns. I remember talking with a neighbor of mine years back, and he said to me, you know, I asked him as we were just discussing some things over a beer on a Saturday, you know, on a hot day. And he said, I said to him, do you talk, subject of guns came up, of course. And I said, are you teaching your kids about firearms? What do you teach your kids? They're about my kids' age. And he said, well, I, in his best Georgia or Alabama accent, L.A., lower Alabama, that's what we call it around here, in his best L.A. accent, he said, well, you know, I ain't got no guns in the house. You know, I don't really have to worry about that. And I said, no, you do have to worry about that. You see, because your kids come to my house, and I have 72 guns in my house. And they play over there, and they play over there, and they play over there, and they have guns in their house, as you see. So the takeaway from this, listening to Kimberly and myself talk about this, is regardless of whether or not you have guns in the home, you do have a responsibility to teach your children real gun safety, not in the terms the Democrat haters use, but real gun safety, okay? And that is how to keep your children safe from guns. Stop, don't touch, leave the area, tell an adult. If you need more information on this, because we don't have enough time to cover it now, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I can send you to the USCCA and many, many other places that will educate you and teach you how to have these conversations. So that's great. And going back to the whole manual thing, you'll know when your kids are ready and because you are now going to teach them, you'll figure that out. That will happen. You'll know when your children are mature enough, right?
You know what I just thought of while you were saying that? My kids aren't driving yet. Does that mean I shouldn't teach them to look both ways when they cross the street?
Great
no.
point.
This is
Great
this
point.
Is, this is something that exists in our world. Make sure that you are as educated and as safe about it as you can be, even if it's not something that's in your possession or you don't think you're ever going to encounter. You're still going to instill that kind of safety. Don't instill a fear just to instill fear because the media told you to do so, because Hillary Clinton told you it's scary. That's not exactly the role model I want for my daughter growing up.
No, it's not. And what it is it's really to take away the curiosity. It's about, you know, kids see firearms everywhere they turn, on every television show they watch, there's guns. And they, you know, when I was a kid, it used to be, you know, the rabbit, you know, you little silly wabbit, you know, and they were shooting shotguns at each other and the guy was throwing anvils off the cliff. And, you know, everybody got up and the shotgun blast just left residue on him and tattered his clothes, you know. And you have to teach kids and strip that curiosity, and I know no doubt that you'll do it. All right, so like you, or like me, you believe that gun ownership amongst women is probably far higher than 30%. What advice do you have for women who are hearing you now around the country in hundreds of cities that might be thinking, you know what, hearing her is going to get me off the fence? What's your advice to that woman?
You know, I never came public with my story for anyone to remember my name or to remember my face. I wanted them to remember my story. And if that's all it takes for you to have the courage to go to your local gun range and start asking questions, then good on you. I mean, honestly, victim empowerment, be it in the form of self-defense or seeking counseling or speaking out to a friend or reporting something that happened to you, is all completely positive, and you just have to look for the right thing. For those women that want the opportunity to defend themselves and want to see if it's something that's even right for them, I understand going to a gun range or a gun store or really anywhere doesn't seem female friendly. But I can tell you, as somebody who did just start from nothing, go and ask questions, because I have learned the community and the people that know their firearms, know self-defense, know safety, are more than happy to answer questions, probably more than you'd ever even want, but they love to educate people about this. They want you to take your self-defense seriously, and they want to help you learn how to best do that. So if you can just go and start asking questions, even if carrying concealed or having a firearm in your home isn't right for you, at least you're going to have a healthy respect for my right to do so.
Well said, and perfect timing, because we're going to get ready to, we're going to start hearing that music. That means we've got a minute and a half to close it out. So two things. First, I'm going to put you on the spot. Please promise me you're going to come back to this radio show sooner rather than later. Good. Well, we're going to reach out to you many times. I appreciate that very much. It's been wonderful having you on both the daytime show and the weekend monster broadcast, and I'm looking forward to bringing you back to both on a fairly regular basis. Your message is incredible. It's one that not just females need to hear, but all Americans need to hear, because this transcends politics. Your right to defend your life isn't based on what box you check at an election. Now, the political reality of it is, but your right to life is not. So you better start taking this seriously. And your website, KimberlyCorbin.com, people can get answers right there, can't they?
Yes, they can. KimberlyCorbin.com or Kimberly underscore Corbin on Twitter. So definitely check me out on social media. I do my own stunts, so I'm on there all the time. If you want to get in touch, I'd answer questions or send towards the advocacy websites as well.
Perfect. Kimberly Corbin, thank you so much for being here, telling that difficult story, and more importantly, for educating many, many, many Americans about it. We look forward to having you back on in the very near future. Thanks for everything that you do. Kimberly Corbin, CORBAN.com, Kimberly underscore Corbin on Twitter, at Kimberly underscore Corbin, CORBAN. Thanks for being here. What an amazing show. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. You have a right to defend your life. I don't care what anybody else tells you. That's your human right. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com. That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.